You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm your host, Jenny Taft. This podcast is a condensed version of today's episode of Undisputed, handpicked with the best segments and discussions. Skip, Shannon, let's go.
Welcome to Undisputed. We are live from Los Angeles. I'm Jenny Taft here with Skip Bayless, Shannon Sharp. Mm. Happy Thursday. Mm. How we doing?
Hey,
hey, how are you?
Jenny got some chocolate over here, Skip.
Oh, okay. No surprise?
No surprise. Nothing
new
there.
How you doing today, Skip? How you doing today?
Well, I'm in a tough spot today because I have to pick a quarterback. One of these two quarterbacks tonight playing each other, I don't love either one of them, right?
So lesser two evils.
It is lesser two evils. Yeah. All I know is that my quarterback keeps outplaying both of them every time he faces either one of them.
And keep catching
L's. That's all that really matters.
And keep catching L's. Skip, you know that's Jenny's audition dress.
Oh, okay.
She auditioned to do.
Really?
Yeah.
Long time ago, 2013, yep. Bringing it back. Here I am. That must be a good sign, right?
Yep.
We have a lot to get to. Probably too much to get to today. Will Patrick Mahomes break every major passing record? And is Tom Brady finally admitting, Skip, maybe that age is playing a factor in his play? We will go there, but first we got to start here. The Eagles at the Packers tonight. The Eagles are off to a rough start to this season at 1-2, and now have to face the Packers in Green Bay tonight on Fox. Aaron Rodgers and the Packers are sitting pretty at 3-0, looking to be the first team this season to win four games. So, Shannon.
Yes.
Simple question. Who you got? Who wins tonight?
Skip, if this game was on Sunday, I would have picked the Eagles. And I really tried to find a way that a scenario in which can the Eagles that could actually win this game. But it's a short week. I don't like short weeks for the traveling, visiting team. And I don't like short weeks when the offensive line is played as poorly as Philly's has played. And when you think of sacks, Wentz has gotten hit a lot. He's gotten hit 20 times in three games. Went down, I think, four or five times on Sunday. And you automatically think it's the offensive line's fault. But a lot of times, sacks, it's threefold. Yeah, the offensive line needs to do a better job. But Wentz has to do a better job of getting the ball out also. Running backs play a role into that also. And plus, Doug Peterson needs to do a better job of calling plays, scripting plays, Skip.
You mean that, fearful, right?
No, you know, fearless.
Oh, yeah. No fearfulness.
You know what he did. You know what he did, Skip. What did
he do?
You know, took down. Took down Tom.
No, Belichick took down Tom.
No, he didn't. Doug Peterson needs to do a better job, the head coach of the Eagles and offensive coordinator. He needs to do a better job of getting the ball out of Wentz's hands. Sometimes I think he calls plays and because the big play. Everything is not meant to be a home run, Skip. You got to get the ball out 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 4-5. Hey, coverage, you should know, okay, I got this route call. Coverage is going to dictate one's going to be taken away. So automatically you're thinking 2-3. Wentz doing a lot of this. I watched the play Sunday. In which the Lions sacked Wentz. They had a four-man rush, and at the end of the play, not one Lion was being blocked by an Eagle, and all their players, the defensive line, was on Wentz. That's not a good look. I just can't. I just think the Packers' defense is playing unbelievable. Now, Za'Darius Smith, he was limited in practice yesterday, but Preston Smith was NFC Defensive Player of the Week. He's been unbelievable. Bo Smith has been unbelievable. The Pack defense has been unbelievable. And this game really should, I'm thinking, blowout. But Aaron Rodgers hadn't played well. I can see that he hadn't played well. So I'm going to take the Packers in a very close ball game. I'm going to say the Pack win 24-20.
Really?
Yes. Well, and I know what you're saying, the Eagles. What about the Eagles? But see, here's the thing.
Very patient.
Even though they're going to drop the 1-3, that means nothing because you know why? We're going to play you guys twice. And we're going to take both of them.
Really?
And be right back in the thick of it.
What happened last year when you played us twice?
It was last year.
Oh, okay. Very interesting. So I think I was hearing Shannon Sharp give up on the Eagles. That's what it sounded like to me. I heard all kinds of give up talk.
I just told you.
Offensive line is way overrated because they were ranked number one coming into the year, right?
Yes.
And Carson, W-I-N-C-E, he's patting that football because I told you he goes deer in headlights. He just seems to go mind lock in there. I'm gonna throw it through a brick wall. And he fires one, and five defensive players get their hands on it, and it winds up incomplete because he throws it 114 miles an hour. That's the Carson, W-I-N-C-E, that I see. And to your point, they're not protecting him. And yet, I'm hearing concession speech from you.
Well, they're not protecting him, Skip. And another reason they can't protect him is because they can't run the football. And when you can't run the football, the teams know you can't run the football, that gives them extra opportunity to get after your quarterback. Mm. And plus, they're falling behind. Mm. And so it kind of takes your run game out. You remember the first game, they dropped down 17-0. Mm. Well, it kind of takes you out of your run game because you got to throw the ball to catch up. And it puts you at harm's way because the more you throw it, the better chances eventually they'll get to you.
So Shannon Sharp, who picked the Eagles to win the NFC East and picked my Cowboys to miss the playoffs.
Okay. Mm.
In part because the Eagles are going to win the East,
still
right?
Still are.
Okay. He's saying that his team, the Eagles, will fall tonight to 1-3. Mm-hmm. And that will mean that for a couple of days, it's going to be 1-3 for the Eagles versus 3-0 for Dallas until Dallas plays Sunday night at New Orleans, right?
Mm-hmm. So a three-game lead.
Okay.
And get walked down at the end.
Okay. And yet, could we please take a look at what's coming up for your Philadelphia Eagles? They do get one quote-unquote break because they get a home game against the Jets. But then here's what happens. Jenny's Vikings go – I mean, they have to go visit at Minnesota. So they go to Minnesota.
You got little to no respect for Cousins.
Okay, but it's still at Minnesota, and they're pretty good at home. They're pretty tough at home. And then they have to go to Dallas. That's the first matchup
this year.
Go to Dallas. Mm. You're saying a win. I'm saying a big L. Then they have to go to Buffalo. And I do not think Buffalo's a cakewalk in Buffalo.
No.
I just don't. Maybe for Tom Brady, but not for Carson Wentz.
Okay.
And then next game up is Bears at home. That's definitely not a cakewalk. And then the next game up, I'm going all the way to November 17th, is at New England. So after one little breather against the Jets, and I think Sam Darnold says he's going to come back for that game, that's worth, okay, then it goes at Vikings, at Cowboys, at Bills, Bears, and at New England. And then if I just throw in, they get the Seahawks at home. Again, that's not a gimme either. That's not a pushover game.
Yeah, and guess what? I see over there we got the Dolphins in there. We got the Giants
after that, it breaks up. But that's the next after Green Bay, you know, so you're already saying that's a loss. So then you got Vikings, Cowboys, Bills, Bears, Patriots, Seahawks. And that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's 6 more games that could all be L's.
They could be L's.
And then
we win in 5 or 6.
Then the skies open. And all of a sudden the sun shines and you go at Dolphins, Giants, at Redskins. You do have the Cowboys coming to Philly. That's no gimme for
sure. That's going to be for the division.
And then you finish at Daniel Jones. I don't know. Maybe he'll still be on fire by then. I don't know.
That Cowboy game.
The point is, they could conceivably fall. If I give him the Jets game, so that would be 2-3. What if they lose all these games? 2-4, 2-5, 2-6, 2-7, 2-8, 2-9. Do you think they could come back from 2-9 to win the division?
They're not going
to
beat you.
Shannon Sharp, you're in trouble. That's the point. You have just picked your team to lose at Green Bay.
Okay.
In what I still think is a winnable game because I'm not buying into Aaron Rodgers as he approaches age 36.
Okay, you picking Eagles?
Well, it's my turn, right?
Okay, well, go ahead.
Okay. So this was a tough one for me because I'm conflicted because I just don't love either of the quarterbacks.
But it's hard.
Tonight, I obviously need to pick with my heart. So tonight, I have no objectivity as in picking this game. I admit it. I'm picking totally with my heart. I'm picking Aaron Rodgers. I don't like Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, you wanted to win just because of the Eagles.
Yes. I don't like Aaron's arrogance. I don't like his thin-skinnedness. I don't like his blame deflecting and finger-pointing. I just don't like anything about it.
Is Tom Brady arrogant?
In his own way, but it's quiet arrogance. It's sort of camouflaged arrogance. Okay. What quarterback doesn't have to have some supreme self-confidence, right?
Okay, Aaron wears it on his sleeve.
Okay, yeah, he does. And he wears it on his finger because he's pointing it at all, right?
Makes sense.
Yeah. So the point is that tonight, I'm going to go with Aaron Rodgers just because I believe this is a big night for him. This is a solo stage NFL game, a showcase game, and surely he can play a little better than he's played so far. And we did the Pro Football Focus rankings through 3 weeks. He's ranked 9th, which is not bad, but it's not what we have come to expect for Aaron Rodgers. And in their breakdown of him about why fans should be concerned about Aaron Rodgers is, they start off with saying, Aaron Rodgers is not a bad quarterback. Let's make that clear. That being said, we have seen a more conservative side to his game recently. And I told you, over the last 4 seasons, he has slowly eroded statistically as far as completion percentage and QBR. They've sunk a little bit each
year. But, Skip, I think this year is you have to look at his defense. He's only trailed. Okay. So you don't need to be as ultra aggressive as he's maybe needed to be in the past.
Okay. Yet, they point out again, he shattered their record for throwaways. It was actually his record for throwaways last year. And I told you, if he doesn't like a play, he's so savvy now that if he thinks there's any danger of throwing a pick, he just throws it in the ground or throws it in the stands. And
well, that's what Brady does, right? Isn't that the reason why he doesn't have any negative throws?
No, he picks the right receiver.
Okay, what if the right receiver isn't open?
Well, somebody's always open.
No, there's not.
But this guy, Aaron Rodgers, is looking for the home run. And if the home run isn't open, he throws it away. So Pro Football Focus concludes that throwaways aren't necessarily a bad thing because it's better than throwing a pick.
Exactly.
But if it gets to a point this season where Aaron Rodgers needs to make things happen, can he flip the switch back to the dominant passer we saw in the past?
Yes.
In the past, or the operative words there, in the past. I just haven't seen it for so long.
I tell you when you're going to see it. You'll definitely see it tonight, and you'll see it again next Sunday.
Hmm.
You will see it next Sunday.
Okay.
Will you be watching?
That is the good news. Bad news of tonight is I'm rooting like mad for Aaron Rodgers, but then, unfortunately for my Cowboys, then Aaron Rodgers and his team get 10 days to get ready for a game at Jerry World.
This many.
Okay? That's a lot. But I still need the Eagles to take a big L tonight and to feel real bad about themselves as they head into the roughest part of their schedule.
Skip, and the Packers' defense, 12 sacks through 3 games, 5th in quarterback hits. And what did the Eagles do? They've been giving up sacks, and they've been allowing their quarterback to get hit.
Okay.
That's a recipe for a disaster.
Okay.
And also, one more thing, Skip, before I turn it back over to you. The Eagles' defense, especially the back end, has been terrible.
Thank you. And who is not playing tonight? Who pulled his hamstring the other day?
That might be a blessing.
Ronald Darby.
Skip, I've never seen a situation where your number one corner gets targeted. Normally, you stay away from the number one corner. Ronald Darby's supposed to be their number one guy.
Well, he is clearly their fastest defensive back. Now, what that means, I don't
know.
Okay? Because he gets torched a lot.
Yes.
So is it a good thing he won't be in there? I don't know. But again, he was supposed to be their best defensive back.
Yeah.
And he is out.
Supposed.
So couldn't Aaron Rodgers, again, he targeted Devontae Adams only 4 times this last game. Will he throw him 10 targets? Because Valdez-Scantling is emerging as his best receiver.
What happened to winning? I don't care about my targets. I don't care about this. All I care about is winning.
Okay.
So which is it now? You can't have it. I could see, Skip, if they were losing games and he's getting 4 targets, but you're winning. And I thought winning trumps everything. So it goes back to, I don't even know why Aaron brought that up. Maybe he's trying to appease him. Well, you know, try to make him feel good. Okay, Aaron said he needed to get me more targets.
Mm.
But at the end of the day, I thought the end result, bottom line, we winning games.
Mm. Is Devontae starting to turn into AB/Odell?
AB, he didn't say that. Aaron said that.
Okay. Well, Aaron did. Is he feeling pressure from Devontae, or is he just volunteering?
I think the thing is, the guy's immensely talented.
He is.
And I don't think he needed to say it.
Mm-hmm.
You know the guy needs more than 4 targets. I don't really that's one of the reasons why we haven't seen the offense, and we haven't seen Aaron Rodgers be the Aaron Rodgers of old.
Okay.
Once he starts to get Devontae involved, you'll see the Aaron Rodgers of old.
Okay. So, clearly, can Aaron Rodgers against that defense, especially that back end, score 27 at Lambeau Field? Yeah, he can score 27. Can Carson Wentz score 20 on the Packers? Well, yeah, I think he could score 20. And I'm going to make it 27-20 home team tonight because I need the Eagles, cry, Eagles, cry. I need them to take the L because, speaking of good news, bad news, I think my Cowboys are in trouble Sunday night.
Yeah, they are.
Yep.
They're going to be in big trouble the following Sunday.
Because what made me sick to my stomach last night was reading that all of a sudden Amari Cooper needed an MRI.
Yeah.
So who is the player I kept telling you has changed life for Dak Prescott and the Dallas Cowboys? Amari Cooper coming at midseason last year. Dak took off. Okay, so they are saying, the report is from the Dallas Morning News, I believe, was that it's not serious. Whatever's wrong with his ankle is not serious.
So why are you talking
about that? When does anybody ever need an MRI when it's no big deal?
Precautionary.
Oh, stop it. I've had too many MRIs taken on my body, and I never went to get one for fun. I never went to get one because I thought, I could be hurt, but I don't think so. I think I'm just fine, I need an MRI.
Yeah, I do.
Probably not.
Okay?
I'm paying $25,000 a year in insurance. I'm going to get my money's worth.
Are you? You're going to go sit inside that tube.
I'm going to sit inside.
Suffering claustrophobia for 45 minutes.
And guess what else I do? I sit down at my desk and write out that check to the insurance company. Okay. So if I got time to sit down and write a check,
you're going to sit in the claustrophobia tube for 45 minutes. Oh, well, it's just terrible.
The horrible beeping, right? Isn't that MRI?
You're going to do that?
Listen, Skip.
For fun?
Sunday was the Emmys. I know I was there.
Yes, you were.
And Amari Cooper cannot win Best Actor in a Lead for Drama, okay? Mm. That award has already been awarded, okay? Mm. So you need to stop. Stop trying to play this up. Because I know what's going to happen. Amari was not himself. When you catch this A,
okay? That's what you're doing.
So think about this. Yeah. Amari Cooper missed all of training camp and all the preseason games with plantar fasciitis on the left foot.
Yes.
On the bottom of his left foot going up into his heel. It's termed heel issue, okay?
Right.
But it's plantar fasciitis, and you know how that works.
Yes, I do.
And it is horrible. Yeah. And I'm assuming he got through that, and all of a sudden he's got something wrong with his right foot, probably his ankle, but
compensation.
I don't know.
Huh. Who said something about that? That's how the body works. Think about it. If you got a flat tire on the right side and you keep driving on it, won't you? What will you do, Skip?
Okay.
You'll mess up the alignment.
Thank you. I agree. So what player has ever had an MRI on Tuesday and then been 100% on Sunday night? I don't know one.
At this point in time, ain't nobody 100%.
I'm sorry. Oh, we've only played 3 games. And you keep telling me they played 3 Little League teams,
They have.
Okay, so who gets hurt against those teams?
I mean, you fall it down. I mean, you fall it down, it still hurts.
They played 3 Division III college teams to start the year,
A little more than that.
Okay.
A little better than that.
Okay, well, so again, my number one receiver, my life changer, it will not be 100%.
You don't need
60%.
A life changer. You got Dak.
Okay.
That's all you need, Dak.
I don't even have my second receiver. I don't have Michael Gallup.
You got Dak.
He just had arthroscopic surgery for a meniscus tear, and I don't know when he will be back, but it will not be Sunday night.
Is that
so if
be
you
there?
Take away number one, if you make him half of what he is, and you take number two and he's out, I am in huge trouble.
Hello.
Congratulations, Shannon Sharp. You won.
You see what you're trying
you
to do?
You just snookered me out of 2 cases of Diet Mountain Dew because I didn't know
Amari. I know what you're trying to do, Skill, baby.
No, I'm just telling you.
I know what you're trying to do.
I'm sorry.
I know what you're trying to do. You're trying to sell this without Michael Gallup and a banged-up Amari Cooper. Did you see my quarterback, Jenny Taft? Oh, no. I'm not going to let you do
it. Yes, yes,
but
yes.
Hold on. You just told me yesterday, you read off this stat, my quarterback throws the most catchable balls of everybody.
Yeah, but what did I tell you from the start? Amari Cooper changed everything.
Okay.
He finally had a legit number one target.
Okay.
Okay.
Is Amari going to play?
I don't know. I'm not even sure of that. But if he plays, the MRI tells me he won't be 100.
Oh, no. Oh, no. And what did the Hall of Famer, Jenny? The Hall of Famer, Shannon Sharp, says, if you're on that field, Jenny? You're 100%. That's what Skip Bayless, the Hall of Famer debater.
Help me out.
What?
If a wideout who is one of the best route runners in all of pro football, who specializes in stop-start routes, especially in the red zone, where he torched Xavier Howard twice on red zone stop-starts.
Yeah, you proud of that?
Okay, if you got an ankle issue, what does that do to that route running?
He's 100%. All I know, if I see 19.
That is a huge
problem. All I know, if I turn on my TV at around 5:35 Sunday night, because I think the game is probably 8:35 Sunday.
Yeah.
If I turn my TV on at 5:35 and I see 19 with a star on his helmet and COOPER on the back of it, he 100%.
If you turn on at 5:35, you will have missed the first Cowboy touchdown, but that's okay.
I thought they played Sunday night.
Yeah, but it starts before that.
Oh, no. Stop it. Stop it.
It doesn't start at like 5:20 or
something? No.
Okay.
No, y'all just go to it.
Okay.
So you think every time you guys touch the ball on opening drives, y'all just going right down the field, huh?
Just love it. Mm,
that's what we got.
Okay. We're going to have
to lean heavily on that because I don't have any receivers. So you kept saying Carson Wince doesn't have his receivers.
He
didn't have Alshon, but he will have Alshon tonight.
But Skip,
that's why I'm giving him 20 points. But who's his number one target? Was he without his best target?
Zach Ertz.
Zach Ertz.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Is Jason Witten my guy's number one target? No.
Yeah.
Is Blake Jarwin? No. Is Randall Cobb? Sorry. So I'm going to be down to those guys and maybe Tavon Austin and whatever.
I would have felt better about Alshon had it been a long week. I can assure you, they were 3-0, they would not be playing Alshon on a short week.
Got a calf problem.
Right. But because they're 1-2, and they don't want to fall behind any further than what they already are, they see what the Cowboys are doing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But, so Alshon is back. Zach Ertz has never been gone. And I got to tell you, the truth is I'm a little surprised you've leaped off the Eagles bandwagon tonight. You've leaped off. Because here's the truth about what they are. I'm going to be totally objective about this because remember in the Pro Football Focus, even though you were very hard on Carson Wentz earlier in this topic, remember he ranked, they went Tom Brady number one. This is just through 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. Tom Brady won, Dak Prescott two. Guess who was number three? Carson Wentz.
Yes.
You did not bring that up yesterday because you didn't do your due diligence.
I know it was three. They're talking about all the drop passes. But like I said, I blacked out once my homeboy wasn't one.
Okay. That was it. That did. You know what? You did go completely over the edge on that topic. But the point is, two throws away from being 3-0.
Yeah.
And if we could see those, just to remind everybody, remember the throw at Atlanta?
Yeah.
I mean, he had Aguilar right in stride.
Why do you think I gave him the name walking to him?
Okay. Well, he hadn't walked it to him all that often.
Yes, he had.
He walked that one to him on.
But you remember the earlier place?
In Atlanta.
Look at this, Skip. That's how he got the name walking to him. Look at this.
Is that not game over right there? I got to give you big time perfect throw on that one. That's game over. They win that game, right?
Yes.
And then I didn't love the throw against Detroit at home to Arthega Whiteside. It's an underthrow, but still, if we could see that play, he got his hands on the ball. Mm. He got his hands on the ball. If he comes down with it, we're talking 3-0, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, and you won't even have the courage of your conviction to back them tonight against that struggling Aaron Rodgers?
Well, hold on. If you're dropping passes at home, what the hell are you going to do at night in Green Bay?
You got Alshon back, right? That's got to help.
He can't throw 25 balls to Alshon.
Okay, but he can throw them to Zach Ertz. It'll start to even out. He's still got Aguilar.
Well, Zach Ertz.
Yeah.
Did you just showed the first video clip with Aguilar dropping the ball.
Okay.
Did you not hear the man
but
say?
He's caught a bunch of them, too.
Did you not hear
Is he
guy,
good?
The guy said the apartment was on fire, and they were throwing babies out the window, and they was catching them.
Yeah.
But like Aguilar, who was dropping everything, I might add that to the story.
Went viral.
Okay.
What about that?
That was
pretty good. But he's very good. They are deeper at receiver than my team is. Deeper. They're not better, but they're deeper. They have more options than I have down the line.
But my guy has a significant injury, and he's coming back trying to fight through it because he's missed time.
Alshon.
Yep. Has Amari missed any time with this ankle? So clearly it's not that bad because he hadn't missed any time.
He missed practice. Well, he did.
Nobody practices anymore. Okay. Nobody really
Yes,
practices.
They do. No, everybody practices.
Everybody get a day. Everybody getting days off. Now, it used to be limited to vet players. You got 10 years. You got 12 years, 15 years. Mm. You got a day off. Mm. Not guys in their second year, their third, fourth year getting days off. Mm. So everybody gets days off of practice. Oh, he got a vet day. He's not a vet.
Mm.
Unless you got 10 years in the NFL, you shouldn't be getting days off.
Yep.
What is this?
Well, I say, go Pack, go.
You know what you said.
I love Aaron Rodgers.
No, you don't.
I love the new mellower Aaron. He's booed up, like you said. He's booed up and he's mellowed out, right?
You know what?
I love this guy. He's
going to
have a whole bottle of scotch after this game because he's going to celebrate.
I want you to have the energy.
Yeah.
A week from Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I want you to have the energy.
I want to have some energy on Monday.
I want you to come in here Monday. I want you to come in here Monday.
Because I'm up against it. And I do want to congratulate you. You just beat me out of two cases of dew on Sunday night.
Not yet.
Yeah.
Don't
I'm
jump
in
the
gun. Jenny, Skip know I see
know,
through him.
I know.
I see it.
I think we all are seeing
He want to come in here.
Okay.
Jenny, how you doing, Jenny? I just got to say, I'm not there, cowboy.
No mercy.
Are you ready for what's ahead? You can't always predict the future, but you can game plan for it.
Generations of families and businesses have harnessed the power of Pacific to help them reach their unique goals. Whether you need to save enough money to meet your needs, ensure your family is protected, or make sure you don't run out of money, Pacific Life has a variety of financial solutions that can help. Pacific Life counts more than half of the 100 largest U.S. companies as its clients and has been named one of the 2019 World's Most Ethical Companies by the Ethisphere Institute, protecting what matters most to people for 150 years and counting. That's the power of Pacific. Ask a financial professional about how Pacific Life can help you game plan for your future or visit www.pacificlife.com. No mercy.
Welcome back to Undisputed. It's time to dive into Super 6 NFL Sunday, the new free-to-play game where you can win up to $250,000 of Terry Bradshaw's money. How about that? One of the Super 6 matchups this week, which we'll get into now, is Lamar Jackson and the Ravens hosting Baker Mayfield and the Browns. And ahead of the AFC North matchup this weekend, Baltimore safety Earl Thomas said his team was tired of the media talking about the OBJ and Baker connection, while the QB has been dubbed as the next savior. Meanwhile, Baker clapped back at Rex Ryan after Ryan called him overrated as hell on Monday. Take a listen to this.
In the wise words of Freddie Kitchens, if you don't wear orange and brown, you don't matter. And Rex Ryan doesn't have any colors right now for a reason, so it's okay.
Shannon, did you like Baker responding to Rex Ryan there?
No. You're talking on the field. Skip, you know what I didn't hear? When everybody was saying Baker Mayfield is going to be an MVP, because Vegas said Baker Mayfield is getting heavy money bet that he's going to be the MVP. Rex Ryan said, hell, I even bought into the hype.
He did.
Baker Mayfield
say... He said not to the point I thought he was going to
be MVP. But he said, I brought into it.
Yes.
Did Baker Mayfield says there's a reason... That's the reason why Rex Ryan doesn't have a job in the NFL. Because he believed I could be, because he believed I'm good. Did he do that?
Oh,
Not one time.
Hadn't thought of it that way.
Me and my sister was talking yesterday. My sister is in the church, Skip. And she said, Shannon, you ever notice when people, things go wrong, and people are like, God, who, why me? Not one time when things go well, they say, God, why you do this to me? Why you give me all these blessings?
You think.
You're thinking. Right, right. But you don't ask him, like, why? God, why you bless me like this?
Yeah.
But you sure ask him, why? Whoo, the goal pulled me.
When it's the other way.
Why, Baker? What criticism? Oh, there's a reason why he out of the league. There's a reason why he's not coaching. Mm. But when you give him that credit, not one time do you hear any player ever criticize. I can see why that guy out of the league. He think I'm going to be pretty good. Mm. He think we got a pretty good team. Have you ever heard that? I ain't heard that. Hmm. The expectations is what's encapsulated, what's got this team. Because, Skip, nobody thought anything last year. So everybody could be free. Now what we have, what we call expectations. Division, Steve will lose Le'Veon and AB. They influx. Maybe what's going on there. Lamar Jackson, can he be good? We already know what Cincinnati is. They ain't going to be nothing anyway. Oh, this bank of time to shine.
Mm-hmm.
And now all of a sudden, but let me tell you one thing. Oh, Baker, you said in the words of Freddie Kitchen. Well, in the words of Shannon Sharp, if Freddie Kitchen don't start winning games, he ain't going to be in the bright and orange.
That's correct.
In the words of Shannon Sharp again, if Baker Mayfield don't start winning some games, he ain't going to be in the bright and orange.
Mm.
So you believe that, too.
Boy, you have sure turned on Baker Mayfield.
I haven't turned, Skip.
Just crushing him.
No. Let me tell you. If somebody would have said, Shannon Sharp is overrated as hell, I wouldn't have said a word. You know what I done, Skip? I went out there and hung 100 on him in 2 tubs. I said, that ain't bad for an overrated guy, huh? That's what I would have done.
Okay.
Different response.
But if they did it now, you'd fire right back at them on Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
You'd say, who are you?
But, you know, Skip, I get that all the time. I don't know how you get that. You don't deserve that job. You ain't even qualified. I say, God gave Noah the ark. He wasn't a carpenter. He didn't build nothing. You know what, Skip? What he was? He was a farmer. Plow. And he built the ark.
He did.
So I don't need any way. I got it. My old Skip Baylor looking out for you, boy.
You got the animals coming to your defense 2x2.
All the time.
Right? The whole animal kingdom is coming to your defense.
Yes.
Picturing that right
now. Okay, I disagree with you this time because usually I'd be all for everything you just said because any other quarterback in this league, I'd say, ignore the noise. Shut out the criticism.
Yes.
Just do what you do best. because you have enough trouble beating the opposition on Sunday.
Right.
Don't sort of stoop down to the level of the critics.
Right.
Don't get caught up in it.
Right.
Don't fire back. Don't respond.
Right.
I always tell both of you, just leave it alone.
Ignore
just,
it.
Yeah, just let it be.
It's hard sometimes, but...
Not how this guy is built. I actually love this because it showed me he's turning back into Baker Mayfield. The fire in his belly is still starting to... It went from smoldering to raging yesterday. And he took a shot back at Rex. And again, for anybody else, I don't love it. But remember who this kid is. And he's still a kid. He actually acts like an older guy. You always think of him as older than
Skip,
a kid, but he's a kid.
Do you know what, if Rex Ryan was calling a defense, do you know what Rex Ryan would do to this kid?
But that's not the point right here. That's not what just happened. What have we seen from Baker Mayfield? What was he in college? A two-time walk-on. You ever heard of a two-time walk-on?
No.
Winning the Heisman Trophy?
No.
He walked on at Tech, and then he just said, I'm out, when he fell out with Cliff Kingsbury. And
correct,
he said, I'm just going to walk into Oklahoma. I'm just going to walk in. I'm going to be a student in the dorm for a whole year. Mm-hmm. I'm going to play on the intramural softball team. You believe in that? He was Babe Ruth, they said.
Sure.
Yeah. And then he walks into Stoops' meeting and says, Coach, do you know who I am? Yeah. I know you. You played at Tech.
Right.
I want to play for you want to play for us? Sure, you can come on out. Heisman Trophy happened.
Mm-hmm.
National semifinal happened. Mm-hmm. Twice, actually.
Right.
So now he's back with chip on shoulder. And I'm starting to see him turn back into that guy because he's not good as an overdog, as a favorite, you know, because all of a sudden the target became way too big on all their backs because this team wasn't good enough to back this up.
So he had no chip.
And by the way, you helped lead some of the preseason
highs. I got no problem. But let me ask you a question. Where was that chip in Tennessee? He didn't have that chip on his shoulder then?
Okay, but they were the prohibitive favorites to win the division.
Okay, what about last week against the Rams?
All right, well, it's the fallout of that, and the Rams are really good.
Okay.
And that could be the best defense in pro football, maybe even better than Belichick's. It's really good, and that coordinator, as you well know, Wade Phillips, he just might be the best.
But Skip, at some point...
And I'm going to remind you what just happened. Here's what happened. They had it first and goal, and on third down, he hit the backup tight end because Njoku's out, but he's 6 feet, 7 inches tall, and he hit him up in the hands, right?
Yeah, the DB made a great play.
Okay, the DB made a really good play. What if that gets completed? They're going to overtime. Would you give Cleveland a chance at home in overtime?
Yeah.
Sure you would. So it came that close to them being 2-1. So Freddie Kitchens is saying, we're close to turning the corner, right? Okay.
But Skip, everybody's saying that. What do you think Doug Peterson's saying?
Well, you could easily say, that's why I told you to open this show. They're two throws away from being 3-0.
Bill Parcells had the best quote maybe ever.
You are what?
Your record says.
You are.
What are your record? They're 1-2. That's what they are.
Okay.
They're 1-2
football. And I agree with that. But now he is who he is again. He's taking a shot back at Rex. And by the way, just for the record, Rex was 8 years a head coach.
Yeah.
And he went 61-66. And those last 2 years in Buffalo, he went 8-8 and then 7-8 and got fired before the last game.
Right.
So he's a sub-500 coach who his first 2 years as a head coach nearly broke through.
Yep.
And he did beat Brady at Brady one time with a great defensive plan. Mm-hmm. But he had Mark Sanchez as his young quarterback, and they got to two straight AFC championship games. Well, then after that, not much good happened.
But the one thing he can do, Skip,
He can coach defense.
He can coach defense.
Okay, but I can make the case that as a head coach, he's overrated as hell.
Yeah.
As a head coach, right?
Yeah.
Because he has a lot of star power to him because he's a great talker and he has great charisma.
Yes.
And he was always, he wasn't good with the media. Was must watch.
Yeah.
You know, every media session, I would watch it live because you never knew what would come out
Skip,
of it.
Skip, every backup singer is not meant to be lead.
Nope, you got
and every great defensive coordinator, offensive coordinator
totally
is not meant to be a head coach.
No, I'm with you.
Wade Phillips says, hey, Shannon, you know what? I'm a lousy head coach, but I'm a hell of a defensive coordinator.
And I would say that for Rex.
Yes.
Because there were times I thought he was the best defensive coach in football.
But, Skip, you know, Baker could have easily said, you know, go at it, do what he does to Baltimore, throw for 300, get three touchdowns, they win. You know what? That wasn't a bad performance for an overrated guy.
Not how he's built. He needs the chip back on his shoulder. He needs to start fighting back because he wasn't good as the young leader of the favorite. Has he ever had that position before?
No, he didn't, but where is he going in?
Yep.
Now, what did Earl Thomas say? We motivated because we tired of hearing about how good Cleveland is.
Okay, but who was pushing that in their meeting room?
Mm-hmm.
John Harbaugh was. Yeah. How smart was that on John Harbaugh's? They're the most talented team in our division.
Yeah.
Well, you could make a case for that, but he knows what's, because he's got a veteran bunch of tough guys, right?
Yes.
And so he's pushing all the right buttons, because Earl Thomas is, we'll see.
We're not chopped liver over here.
We're not chopped liver.
Yes.
And again, are they going to chop up Cleveland's liver on Sunday? They might.
They better come to play.
Okay.
They better come to play.
But I'm going to dig in right here. I'm not writing off the Cleveland Browns.
No.
They got a rough opening stretch here because it's, they go at Baltimore, then at San Francisco on a Monday night, Seattle at home. Then they get their bye, but then they go at New England. But then the last nine games of this schedule, every game is winnable for the Cleveland Browns. So if they could just win a couple of these games, if they could, I don't know. I'm not writing them off for winning at Baltimore. I think it'll be a good game.
A big one.
Okay? It'll be a great game.
It's a really big one.
So, again, if they could win a couple of these next four, I don't think they can win at New England, obviously. But if they could just stay afloat and hit that last nine games, go look at those games because they're all winnable.
But nobody has a problem with anybody that used to coach or maybe not a former player when they heap praise. It's only when they critique or analyze or have some criticism. I mean, if you playing bad, we lose all credibility. If you're up here praising somebody and you know, the people at home know guys when guys are playing bad, he unbelievable.
Yeah.
No, you can't do that. Baker, you're not playing good. Your team's not playing good.
No, he's not. I agree.
Ray can't get out of there, but hey, Baker's playing good. They're not playing good, but no.
Okay, so Baker's back in that, watch this mode.
Yes!
Let's see what happens.
That's when he seems to play best.
You got it.
So.
And again, I don't love all the behavior. It's just how he's made.
I'm taking a former game show host. I'm taking old Wink Martindale.
Are you?
Old Wink Martindale got something.
Baltimore's defensive coordinator. And he's a good one, too.
Yeah. Skip, it's something in the water.
Yeah.
Because you think about it. Marvin Lewis and John Pagano.
Yeah.
Is it John? No, what's he was former head coach of Indy. Is it
Chuck?
Chuck Pagano. Chuck Pagano. Yeah. John is his brother in San Diego. San Diego.
But you're talking about the tree coming out of Baltimore.
Jack Del Rio, Rex Ryan, Mike Smith, Mike Nolan.
Did you say Marvin?
Yeah. Marvin started it. Marvin was the DC, and Rex was on his staff with Jack Del Rio and all those guys.
He was there when I was there
in 2000.
Okay.
Well, there you go.
That was my defense.
Knowing Wink Martindale by Friday, he'll say that Baker Mayfield's on a path to be better than Tom Brady because that's how he does it, right?
Everybody. Everybody. Every quarterback.
Okay. See how he does with that chip on his shoulder. Mm. If the Browns do beat the Ravens, they'd be tied at 2-2 atop the AFC North. Not too bad. No mercy.
Hey, football fans, are you an Amazon Prime member? Did you know that you have Thursday Night Football? Yeah, that's right. Thursday Night Football has returned to Prime Video for a third season. The cool thing is, you can catch all the action on your TV, on the web, or on your mobile device anywhere in the world. And the experience is next level. With Prime Video's X-ray feature, you can access next-gen stats, play history, and team information. And now it's available on iOS, Android, Fire tablets, and Fire TV. If you're ready to hear a new take on the game, you can switch over to sport broadcast legends Hannah Storm and Andrea Kramer for the play-by-play. So, if you don't have cable or simply want to experience the future of football, tune in this Thursday. Coverage begins at 7 p.m. Eastern and kickoff is at 8:20 p.m. Eastern. Also available on Fox and NFL Network. NFL Network simulcast subject to change. Thursday Night Football is presented by Bud Light Platinum. No mercy.
So Patrick Mahomes is on pace to be the first player to pass for over 6,000 yards. Lions defensive back Quandre Diggs had high praise for Mahomes ahead of their game on Sunday. Diggs said that if Mahomes can keep it up, he will break every record there is in the NFL. But Diggs prefaced his comments on Mahomes by saying that Tom Brady will be, quote, the best ever for my whole life. Fox Sports NFL analyst Mark Schlereth is now with us. Mark, do you agree that Brady is the GOAT, but Mahomes will break all the records?
Well, I mean, listen, there's 100% certainty you're going to get hurt. So, I mean, longevity is going to be a key to Mahomes.
Right.
But if he can stay on pace, then, I think he'll, based in this offense with Andy Reid, with the talent they have, and those things will change over time. But is he on pace to do all those things to be, statistically compile more statistics than anybody in the history? Yeah. But when it comes to GOAT status, I mean, all I can say is what, 18 years or 17 years for Brady? I think this is the 18th year. 20, he's hurt 20, one.
20, yeah.
20, yeah. 20, well, 19, one year, 19. 19. So this is the 19th year, mm-hmm. and he's been to 9 Super Bowls and won 6 of them. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm sorry. Like, I mean, you look at Drew Brees. Drew Brees has compiled more statistics than anybody in the history, yep. right? Drew Brees is not the GOAT. It's Tom Brady. Tom Brady is, in my mind, will be, and I don't think anybody will ever approach 9 world championships in 20 years or 19 mm-hmm. years of playing. There's just, you know, or playing in that game that many times. Mm-hmm. So that's what sets you apart. But yeah, as far as compiling numbers, mm-hmm. I mean, Mahomes just makes throws that nobody else in America can make. Mm-hmm. That's it. Okay. End of story.
And that means what?
That's a ball boy.
Well,
look, he has a great foundation. Obviously, look, in order to be GOAT status, obviously you need to win championships. That's a team game, but you need to win championships. But you must have individual success, MVPs, 5,000, 50 touchdowns. Obviously that, you know, if Tom Brady had just, he couldn't beat Eli Manning. With Eli Manning numbers, you know, couple of Pro Bowls, no MVPs, no All Pros, and went Super Bowl. And well, he the GOAT. That wouldn't happen. But Tom Brady has 3 MVPs. Tom Brady has led the league in passing. Tom Brady has led the league in touchdown passing. So it's a combination of all these things. Because like I said, if it was just, you know, championships, Robert Ory would be into the GOAT yeah. discussion. Mm-hmm. He has 7, but Robert Ory doesn't have any individual success. No All-Star games, no leading the league in scoring, anything like that. But what Mahomes has done is he's got an early start. He's got a great sure. foundation. He might go back-to-back, Skip, 50 touchdowns, mm-hmm. 5,000 yards. Now, for the sake of argument, we're having a discussion here. He goes back-to-back. He goes to the Super Bowl, win the MVP. Well, he's fast-tracked. He's at a further along pace than what Tom won. You know, Tom won his first one his second year in the league. But the guy would have 2 MVPs and a Super Bowl MVP. And he's 24. Hmm. So obviously, like I said, injury, but the projections, and that's what we're doing. We're projecting now. Mm-hmm. He's going to be in the discussion. If he can win some championships, because Skip, I'm not worried about the end of it. He's going to have the numbers. Because you got Hardman, who was just drafted. You got Robinson, who's probably 24. Sammy Watkins, probably 27. Kelsey's like 28. Mm-hmm. This kid's 24, and Andy Reid's not going anywhere. Tyreek Hill's 25. So I'm not worried about the individual, the statistical stat. Yep. Can he get team success by winning championships? If he does that, he's going to be in the discussion.
Real quick, too, just on the personnel, there are some teams and some coaches that are just great at drafting people that fit into their
Agreed.
System, right? Like the Steelers, I know the Steelers are going to find linebackers that can play. That's what they do.
Right.
They've always had it. Hmm. Andy Reid and the Kansas City Chiefs can find receivers that can flat out run, understand their system, and play. So mm-hmm. I look at Patrick Mahomes, I think as long as those two are together, like Brady and Belichick have been together, mm-hmm. they will have offensive talent. Maybe the defense may struggle, but they will have talent that can amass like great
sure.
yardage,
Agreed.
Touchdowns, and all
okay.
those things.
So here's my biggest issue with young Patrick Mahomes. He is blessed and he is cursed to play for the Mike D'Antoni of NFL coaches. What does Mike D'Antoni do? He makes MVPs.
Yes.
He creates offensive wizardry. He revolutionizes the way offense is played. And all of a sudden, Patrick Mahomes, right on schedule, is becoming the Steve Nash meets James Harden of the National Football League. Because Mike D'Antoni, it's Mike No D'Antoni, it's all offense without a whole lot of emphasis on the defensive side. We've seen a little bit of uptick in that regard for the Houston Rockets of late, but not enough because Mike D'Antoni in his career has gone to 3 conference championships, mm-hmm. To conference finals, and he's gone 0-3. And Andy Reid is 1-5. In championship games mm-hmm. because his culture is all based on scoring and outscoring the opponent. To your point, mm-hmm. that's what he thinks of and knows, and they've always been a little deficient on defense, though the great late Jim Johnson, he brought them some defensive mm-hmm. credibility. In the 1 year they got to the Super Bowl, obviously they had lost Terrell Owens for the 2 home playoff games, and they won them more with their defense than their offense.
Yeah.
But all of a sudden, he's gone from Donovan McNabb to a much better, much more spectacular Donovan McNabb, right? Because this kid's got it all. And again, it's MVP. He's going to win so many MVPs, he might retire the award. They might have to rename it the Patrick Mahomes Memorial MVP Trophy, right?
That'd be nice.
But that means what to me? Not much.
Well, he's going to have to have, okay?
You're going to have to back it up.
Success. Yes.
And again, the Brady-Belichick combination is completely different because it was an apple to an orange instead of an apple to an apple. Because over here, it's Brady's offense coupled with Belichick's defense. Mm-hmm. So Belichick's whole culture is based on defensive football because that's his side of the ball.
Right.
And their whole mentality in New England is, we are going to stop you from scoring.
Sure.
And he fell out of heaven through the sixth round into his lap, the greatest offensive football player in the history of the league, and he took over the offensive culture, and so suddenly you had yin meets yang, right?
Yeah, and I think the biggest thing that Coach Belichick can do is that he tells Tom, this is what I, in this set right here, this is what I would do to you.
Okay.
This is where you're weak.
That helps.
This is where you're vulnerable.
Well, again, Tom Brady in practice always gets to go against that.
I think the thing that could hurt Patrick Mahomes is what hurt Dan Marino. He didn't have any defenses. And you know, come playoff times, you're not going to always score 38 points.
All right.
What happens if you get into a ball game and your offense is not clicking that day? Skip, you remember when Andy Reid, the Eagles, and they lost to Carolina? Mm-hmm. It's like they scored 10 points.
Yeah.
They had been going up and down the field, and all of a sudden you get into a game and you can't go up and down the field. Then what?
Yep.
And see, okay, what happens if Mahomes can't go get you 35?
Right.
Okay.
I mean, you look at all the games they lost. They lost, and it was scoring 40 points, and they still lost.
Okay. So I'm going to hark back to my favorite preseason quote via The Athletic. It was from a former head coach, anonymously. But the former head coach said, you play for Andy Reid, you're going to have numbers to the point where what's-his-name, Donovan McNabb, thinks he's a Hall of Famer. What Mahomes did was still amazing last year. I just don't know if you can continue to play the way he plays and not have the big mistakes. He reminds me of Favre, and I think he's going to end up having Favre moments. Andy Reid encourages Favre moments because they lead to spectacular numbers and MVPs, but not always to championships. And what have we seen already in the preseason? Andy blessed, to me it's almost like enabling Patrick to fall further in love with the no-look pass. Tom Brady doesn't need a no-look pass.
He can't do it.
It's window dressing. It's the spectacular. What did I just read that nobody has gotten faster to a 99 Madden rating?
20 games.
Patrick Mahomes. And that matters what? Okay? What does that matter? That wins you how many Super Bowls?
You're 100% right. It doesn't matter. And I've always said it's complete teams that win championships. But there are those outliers. And you can win a championship built one-sided. And we've seen that. We've seen it. Like, no offense to your Ravens team, but that
Tampa,
was a pretty one-sided. Tampa, Seattle, even Denver with Peyton Manning was
you can win it one-sided with defense easier than offense.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Okay.
I don't think there's any question. But that's why I'm saying, from a GOAT standpoint, you're not going to compile six world championships in that scheme, because what Shannon said, what you're talking about, is you've got to be more complete than that.
You do.
But can you catch lightning in a bottle? Yeah, of course you can.
But just remember, Tom Brady has six rings with six game-winning drives. Game over. You're the uncatchable GOAT.
But
he's done it at the highest level in the clutchest moments.
But
you also need that in your system.
But Jordan got six titles, Skip, but he ain't got six game-winning shots.
Nope, he does not.
So if Pat Mahomes boy win four or five MVPs and get by four or five Super Bowls, we're going to have a discussion.
Well, you just added on and four or five Super Bowls.
Yeah.
That's a big add-on.
But Skip, that's the only way
MVP,
have this discussion.
I think you just undersold the MVPs because I think he's going to win it every year. How can you stop it?
But I'm saying, Skip, he's going to have to get that number for us to even have a serious discussion.
Mm. Right.
Could he retire?
And then the AFC Championship last year, and this goes back to your coaching point, how many targets did Tyreek Hill have? I mean, did they run a jet sweep with him? Did they run a bubble screen with him? No, he had that. I think he had one catch
What does Belichick do best? You can't have him.
You can't have him. He's going to make you beat him with somebody.
Right.
If you beat him with your B in your C, he can live with that. You ain't beating him with eight.
So I'm going to give you, Patrick Mahomes is going to win 12 MVPs.
Oh, stop.
But no Super Bowls. How about that?
That's fine. Brady's still the guy then.
Yeah, okay.
Start with another before we go to 12. Mark, good stuff. Thank you for being here.
No mercy.
Do you have a favorite NFL team or player? Think about how much better they must play and recover after high-quality sleep. More than 1,800 NFL players are now sleeping on Sleep Number beds. Sleep Number beds allow you to adjust on each side to your ideal firmness, comfort, and support. The Sleep Number 360 smart bed senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you sleeping comfortably through the night. With Sleep IQ technology inside the bed, it tracks how you're sleeping so you can know every morning how well you've slept, plus gain insights for your best sleep. Experience the smart, effortless comfort of the Sleep Number 360 smart bed. Find your competitive edge with proven quality sleep from $999. Sleep Number is the official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL. You'll only find Sleep Number at one of their 575 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find the one nearest you at sleepnumber.com/cadence. No mercy.
All right, ESPN has been ranking the top 100 NBA players ahead of the season, and five-time All-Star Klay Thompson came in at number 49. Meanwhile, rookie Zion Williamson was ranked ahead of Klay at 42. Damian Lillard took exception to this. Lillard commented on an Instagram post and said, quote, "Man, stop with the BS, and 49 is wild in the first place." So, Shannon, does he have a point?
Absolutely. Let's just start with Klay. Klay's... I think Klay's, because he's a two-way player, he's a top five two-way player, it's hard for me to put him outside the top 20, at least top 25, and a five-time All-Star, all-defensive player, he's a top five shooter in the history of the game. Now, obviously, I'm going to take Steph over him, and if you know, maybe Larry Bird, Reggie Miller, Ray Allen, but Skip, I'm not going too much further than that, Skip.
I wouldn't either.
As far as all-time shooters. And he plays on, Steph Curry has the toughest assignment every night. Because he's got to guard James Harden. He has to guard Russell Westbrook when Russ was on the other team. They put him on LeBron. Or he was, you know, trying to do something with K. He always has the toughest assignment. And they say, Klay, by the way, we still need them 22 that you promised us. And the guy's at 42. Mm-hmm. Now, Skip, maybe the ACL injury, he's going to miss part of the season. Maybe that played into his ranking. But it's hard for me to believe that Klay Thompson is the 49th best player in the NBA. Nah, I'm not buying that one. Zion at 42, Skip. Dude hadn't even, in a real game, hadn't shot a shot, hadn't dunked, hadn't blocked yet. Skip, this hype is out of control. Look, the kid might be fantastic. But what he is an undersized big that does not have an outside shot. Now, he's going to be on.
He's got some.
He's going to cause you to be looking at your phone. And dunks and block shots and leaping out of the... He's going to have these spectacular plays, Skip.
Does those... They count?
Yeah, they... Oh. But, Skip, but spectacular plays, it doesn't make you a complete... Doesn't mean you're the 42nd-ranked player in the NBA because you can dunk, because you can block shots in a spectacular form. In a spectacular fashion. And look, the thing that Zion's going to run into in the NBA for the very first time in his life, guess what, Skip Bayless? He's going to step on the court... And he's not the most talented. He's not the biggest. He's not the strongest. And he can't jump the highest.
He might be the strongest a lot.
He's going to be able to. Skip, but see, them grown men. And a grown man knows how to use strength that these young guys don't know how to use yet. Now, he's going to oh, shit, got that grown man strength, you know. I got an old front, fitted old country, you know, back in the
Olympics. This wasn't about you.
Oh, my bad.
You made it about yourself.
The National Basketball
Association. You know, I could have played basketball, Skip?
I don't remember.
Yeah?
That.
Okay.
You know?
But, Skip, stop with this. Hike with Zion, you driving the train.
Okay, here's my point. Klay Thompson is criminally underranked.
Thank you.
At 49. And I'll go to the criticizer here. I'll go to Damian Lillard and where he lives with his guy,
CJ
McCollum. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Dame is ranked 9, CJ's ranked 13. I'll tell you what, God's truth for me, this is just me, I'll take Klay over either one of them.
Wow.
Any day, any night, because he's two-way.
Yes.
And again, Dame is a tremendous basketball player. CJ is a nice complimentary guard.
Yeah. I'm totally not taking CJ. Now, I don't know about Dame, but I'm definitely not taking CJ over Klay.
CJ is 13th on this list.
No way.
To 49.
No way. And
Dame
is ninth on this
list to 49.
Weird.
And I got to tell you, I'm taking Klay over Dame because we've never seen Klay by himself. Maybe it would be too hard for him, but again, if he were in Dame's role.
Yeah, we've never seen CJ by himself.
Okay.
But let me ask you a question, Skip. What if I said, Klay, you know what, Klay? you ain't got to worry about guarding the best player tonight. Mm. I just need you to give me some, just give me buckets. Oh. Don't worry about playing no D. Don't worry about locking somebody down, exerting that kind of energy. Ooh. Just give me buckets. Skip, we see the guy light go 37 in a quarter, okay, get 60 in 29 minutes.
Okay. What did we see from Dame and CJ when they ran up against a team that didn't have Kevin Durant last year?
Spot them 17, spot them 18, spot them 16.
It was not their best moments or their best looks. Now, back to Zion at 42. And they did point out on this ESPN list, he is the highest-ranked first-year player in the nine-year history of this list.
Right.
So this is high for a first-year player.
Yeah.
But I got to tell you, again, I'm sold more than you are, but will he soon prove to be more valuable than players ranked above him on this list or, you know, like better than him on this list? Like Vucevic, will he quickly prove to be better than Vucevic? I say yes. Kyle Lowry, I love Kyle Lowry, but will he be more valuable than Kyle? Yes. I'll go on down the list to 33. Oladipo, will he be better than Oladipo? Just more valuable player? Yes. Chris Paul is on the downside. Yeah. Like by mid-year, will you take Zion or Chris Paul? I'd take Zion by mid-year. That's
can we wait, Skip? The dude hadn't played yet.
Okay, I'm just going on my eye test of what I saw of him.
You ain't seen him in an NBA game.
Okay, I haven't. I saw him briefly in one summer league game, right?
That is some of them guys driving beer trucks now.
Know.
As a matter of fact, one of them guys might have dropped a package off. Okay. UPS or Amazon.
Okay.
So stop it, Skip. Man, the summer league the last guy in summer league, there are guys winning summer league MVPs sitting at the end of the pine in a real NBA game. So stop this.
From what you're saying, Zion should be unranked.
Yes.
Like he shouldn't even be on the list.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
What part was it? 100? Is that what it was?
I don't know.
He shouldn't even be.
No, it was on the 50, right?
Or was it? Or did it start at 50?
Yeah, I think it started at 50.
Okay, I'm not even sure. But the point is, you're saying he's not rankable because he hasn't played one dribble.
He should not be ranked top 50 in the NBA. He's not top 50.
Okay. Well, again, I agree on Clay, but again, it should hit home for Dame that he should say, well, wait a second, is he better than we are, my two guys here, me and CJ?
For me, look, Dame is debatable because Dame can flat out play. Dame can flat out play. Dame Dollar can get buckets. Mm-hmm. But I'm not taking CJ over Klay Thompson. Mm. No way, no how, no day, ever.
Okay.
Skip, you don't mind me asking, Skip, what can CJ do better than Klay Thompson?
He's 13th on this list.
Somebody, I need somebody in the front office that can call me, get my number and call me and tell me one thing that CJ McCollum, and that's not a diss on him because the guy's in the NBA, he can play. But what can he do better than Klay? Okay. He can't play D better than Klay, and he damn sure can't shoot better than Klay.
Nope. Can Dame play defense better than Klay?
No.
Can he shoot better than?
No.
Okay.
No.
Can he can play point better. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
He can distribute better.
Yeah.
He can floor lead a little better, but hey, Klay.
Yeah, handles, yeah, okay.
Ooh.
But man,
I don't know.
Man, Klay Thompson.
I think he's top 10.
He's been the third. I mean, he's the third wheel, and Skip, he don't get any credit because he had. I mean, if Steph took a back seat, they put Klay in the trunk.
I agree.
Yeah.
But I told
KD
you
came.
Before the finals, I picked Klay to be the MVP, and he was on his way.
He was.
Until tragedy happened.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. And Zion, the pressure is mounting for the guy.
No mercy.
It is no secret that Jalen Ramsey wants out of Jacksonville. On Monday, the All-Pro missed practice with the flu. Then Wednesday, he also did not practice with his back listed as the reason. And now Ramsey will be stepping away from the team for the birth of his second child. When asked if Ramsey was feeling better, Jags head coach Doug Marrone had a hard time keeping a straight face. Check it out for yourself.
What was the prognosis on Jalen's illness? We'll go back to that first. Monday.
What do you mean, prognosis?
Did he have the flu? Did he come in? He came in, saw the doctor. Was he good? Was he all clear?
He was sick. Yeah.
But he's good now. Feeling better.
From the sickness?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then when did the injury pop up?
I don't know. I really don't know. I mean, he just gets tight, you know. I mean, his back got tight. It's normal. His back has gotten tight before. My back's tight. A couple of guys' backs are tight. You know, a couple of guys have hamstrings. I mean, everyone gets the stuff.
My back's kind of feeling tight today as well. Yeah. Shannon, how much longer will Ramsey be a Jaguar?
You know, that flu skip give you the body the aches. Skip, not much longer, Skip. Look, I think the owner, Shot Khan, wants Jalen to be.
He does.
He's one of his best players. He wants him there.
Hard.
But the guys in between Jalen Ramsey and Shot Khan, Tom Coughlin and David Caldwell, Jalen got no time for him. He done. He out. Something transpired when they played the Texans. Something happened on either Sunday night or Monday morning that Jalen Ramsey talked to his agent and says, get me up out of here. Mm-hmm. Now, either David Caldwell or Tom Coughlin, and I'm in the mind that it's Tom Coughlin.
I would agree.
Said something, and Jalen says, okay, I'm up out of here. I don't want to play anymore. I don't want to be here anymore. Mm-hmm. I'm done with Florida. Yep. I'm done with Duval County. I'm done with the Jags. Get me up out of here.
Okay.
And obviously, he's one of their better players, and they don't feel they're going to be able to get adequate compensation or equal value back. You normally never do. John Gruden is finding that out.
Yep.
The players they drafted, they ain't Khalil Mack skill.
No.
So, I think they're almost resigned to the fact they have to move him by the trade deadline because they said they wanted 2 first-round picks. It's going to be hard for me to believe that Kansas City wouldn't step up and offer them that.
Hmm. So, we do know the owner is dug in publicly, and he said, we will keep Jalen Ramsey, and I will pay Jalen Ramsey whatever he wants.
Yes.
We'll take care of it.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
We do know there was a skirmish on the sideline between Doug Marrone and Jalen that Jalen said they worked through.
Right.
They talked it out.
He got no problem with Doug Marrone.
Okay. I believe that wherever Jalen is, and I think he went to Nashville for the birth of his second child,
yes,
that when he sees this on his phone or his television, he will be unhappy with Doug Marrone because that was just flat out laughing at the whole situation.
He was sick.
Sick.
Uh-huh.
We all have type. I've had a type back.
Yeah.
You know, like, okay.
Yeah, he got sick. I mean, what?
When you're blatantly, publicly in a media session laughing at Jalen Ramsey, he's a proud young man. He is not going to love
Skip,
this.
The media was laughing because they knew Jalen wasn't sick.
Yeah. Well,
how you gonna call this, Epic Skip? That's what you do when you work a normal 9-to-5.
I know.
You can call in sick.
Yep.
But when you're in the NFL, you take your butt over there to the work,
right,
and then the trainer will send you home. You don't call in and say, I'm sick, I'm not coming in.
Okay. It's called the blue flu.
Yeah.
And he's still blue about that flu.
Yes.
And now Doug is laughing publicly at him, and I think that's gonna burn the bridge to Doug Marrone that seemed to be rebuilt.
Yeah.
And the bridge already got burned to Tom Coughlin, we think. So now I'm starting to come over to your side. I don't think he's long for Jacksonville.
No.
Because I don't know how you can be when your head coach is just shaming you publicly. And I don't know
you
how...
You should have been shamed for doing that, for talking about you sick and you won't be able to show him the work. Skip, how'd that get out?
I don't know.
I mean, how do we know that Jalen Ramsey is sick and not showing up to work today?
Mm. Okay. So, again, they don't have to trade him.
No,
he is under contract.
Right.
But
for another year, I think he got a fifth-year option.
Yeah, and he can blue flu it all he wants.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't agree with the way he's handling this situation.
Yep.
Don't do that. Don't do it. Because, again, Skip, what are the owners going to use? See?
Yeah.
You guarantee money.
Yeah.
See, this is what you would do to us.
Mm. You've been saying that all along.
Okay.
That's the hard part.
But just as he has turned on the organization, it sounds like the whole organization is turning on him below the owner,
And, but that's the one thing, though, Skip. You don't need the guy. And I told you, you had the handlebar mustache. Mr. Khan got it.
Yeah.
And he said, look, I'll pay him. He like, Tom.
He tried
I'll pay your salary.
He does.
Straight face.
That is correct.
I'm keeping Jalen.
Straight face. It happens. Yeah. All right. I'm sure we'll have another layer to this at some point.
No mercy.
Thanks for listening to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm Jenny Taft. Join us again at the same time tomorrow morning, 9:30 Eastern. We'll see you then.
Facts. Sports. One of one.